Our discussion was focused on Efshel Soto Asur, which means that the original Chaticha that received the Tam remains Asura even after the Shishim in the second Kederah, the second Bishul. That means that there's still some Tam left in the original Chaticha. So today we want to look at a Rashba, which you'll see here.
Towards the bottom here on Daf Beis.
Yeah, on the left side, towards the bottom.
In the Torah Sabbath.
The Rashba says the following, that everything that we've been discussing here about that Chaticha, that it remains Asura, and that's called Efshel Soto Asur, that's only with regard to what we call Yavish. However, with regard to Lach, even though in the original mixture there was no Shishim to be Mevatel the Isur, but nevertheless, in the second mixture, when you add that much more of a volume, and now you have Shishim, everything becomes Mutar. And in the language of the Rashba, he says, Dovalach Shenivlal, if there was a Blila, which means when you have two liquids together, they combine, that's called Blila. Gami Bitchilo Hayav Heter Shir, even though there was not enough in the first mixture of Heter to have a Shir Bittel, Im Achakach Hitvasev, now in the second round, the second Tarobis, you have an additional volume of Heter, which is enough to be Mevatel, is Mutter. Everything becomes Mutter. Now we don't apply the principle of Efshel Soto Asur as we would in the case of Yavesh. And the Torah quotes this Rashba. And that's in Siman Kufla. V'tzarech biur. Ma tam l'chalik bein dovar lach l'yavesh. What's the logical explanation to differentiate between Yavesh and Lach? Because according to all the explanations that we gave for this Iser that remains in the original Chaticha, because that Tam, which call it a Tam Mashu, if you will, all that logic should apply equally to the case of Lach. So he offers two approaches, one from the Beis Yosef, and the second from the Prima Gadol. So the Beis Yosef says the following, that in the case of Lach, Hakol Misariv Zeim Zeh B'Shoveh, in contrast to Yavesh, where you could say that some of the Tam is concentrated in some part of the Chaticha, and it's not distributed equally, uniform, throughout the entire mixture, and therefore, because of that concentration of Isur, we may say Efshel Soto Asur, some of that Tam Isur remains even in the second Kedera. Not so in the case of Lach. In the case of Lach, there's an absolute Blila, an absolute Tarobas, in which everything is equal, everything is uniform, all spreads out. And he says, the Ein Tosefes Isur B'Nesar Mi Beheter Choshekiu Niflat Kulo. Since there won't be any additional Isur that's concentrated in part of the Heter, therefore it's considered as if all the Isur is Niflat, there was nothing left, and you don't say Efshel Soto Asur, and everything is Bat. Now, to explain this principle of the Beis Yosef, that Lach is Hakol Misariv Shoveh Shoveh, and there's no separation between the Tam Iser and the rest of the Taroves, we're going to quote the Prisha, which is a super commentary, as you know, on the Beis Yosef. And he says the following, that in the case of Yavesh, in the first Bishul, where the Tam of Iser was Nivla, Eino yotze legamri. It doesn't go out completely. And therefore, it remains asur even in the second kibbeir, because you'll never be able to get rid of that tam isur. In contrast, in the double lach, when you have liquids, hatam shenibla betchila misariv legamri. The tam, that's the tam of isur, spreads out completely, totally, uniformly throughout the entire mixture. The lo nishar bimenu klum. There's nothing left. Now here he adds four words, which I'd like to shtel on. And he says, Ela havi kitaroves chadosha. He says that now we have a brand new mixture. Meaning, in the case of Yavesh, we still have the old taroves, and all the dinim that apply to the old taroves could still apply today. And that would mean that as far as the Tam Isur that was Nisariv in the first Taroves, it remains even in the second Taroves, just that we can sort of protect the Olechatichos of Heter, the second Taroves, because there's Bittul. But as far as the original Taroves, that still stands. That still is extant. That's in the case of Yavesh. But in the case of Lach, what we have here is a brand new Taroves. And if there's a new Taroves, we could apply the din of Bittul in that way. Now, when he says Taroves Chadosha, I think what he has in mind is the svar that we had in the name of the Chazon Ish up here earlier on this page on the same column but number Gimel, that it's much more difficult to create a new Iser from the get-go than to maintain an Iser once it's Chav. So if you have the original Taroves and there was an Iser in the original Taroves, it's a cinch to keep that Iser going. As long as I can say in the second Taroves that Iser still remains separate and apart from the rest of the Taroves. And that's the Tam Isur that remains in the Chatich. But in this case of Lach, what we're doing is we're creating a brand new Taroves. If we're creating a brand new Taroves, it's much more difficult to create an Isur, Yesh Me'ayim, from nothing. In the case of Yavesh, where the original Taroba still exists, so we're just continuing that Isur in the form of that original Chaticha Natam Boluabo. But in the case of Lach, we're seeing it as a brand new Tarobas. And in a brand new Tarobas, let's look at the ratio between the Tam Isur and the rest of the Basar. What we see is that there is Bittul. And the finale here, he says, Al Kain, in the case of Lach, Ein la dun ala isur shayim utchila, because that Taroves is gone. So the first Taroves generated an Isur, and once you are finished with that Taroves, you can start a new Taroves, but you can't do that in the case of Yavesh, you can do it in the case of Lach. That's what he has here. And he says on the top here in the name of the Prima Gadim, but we'll soon see the Prima Gadim's unique approach to the Rashi. He says, Kevin Shen Nivlal Bishove, Havile Ki'ilu Nafal Ato, Ato with an Ayin Ha'isur. Because when you have a situation where it's Nivlal Bishove, and now you add something new into the Taroves, then what you have is a new Taroves. That's called Nafal Ato. Now he adds another possibility, and he says the following, B'dover Yavesh, and this is again within the context of the Beis Yosef that we saw before, Ha'isa Shenivla Eino Ma'urav Im Kol Hakdera El Rak Im Hachaticha. This is the way we understood the Beis Yosef. That somehow, within that first Chaticha, we have a separate, you know, like almost like a separate enclosed, independent Taroves, and that Basar, when it falls into the second, still maintains its separateness, if you will. And it's not Ma'uravim Kala Kedera. So the Tam is limited to that Chaticha, and therefore that Chaticha that was Nesra B'tchila Eina Yechol Levatel Es HaIsur. In other words, even though you might want to use the Chaticha in the second Kedera, the second Bishul, to be Mavatel, the Tam that was Bolua, that you can't do, because you've already established through the first Taroves that Chaticha is a Chaticha Surah, so you can't use a Chaticha Surah as a conduit for Bittul. Mashenki B'dover Lach Ha'iser Chazar V'sarev Im Kol HaKedera. What happens is that there's no separateness here in that Tam Iser, the Lach that's Aser. It's not like the case where the Tam is situated in the Chaticha's Basa. The Chaticha's Basa always remains a separate entity, and you can't get the Iser to be Mavatel the Heter. But here, in the case of Lach, since everything is Ma'urav together, therefore, we're not talking about a separateness, and we look at the entire Tarobas as one entity, and guess what? We have enough. We have Shisha Mashir Bittel, Akein, Gama Tavshil Shahayu Mitchila, Mitztarif Levatla. Even that part of the original cooking is now able to be Mitztarif. Kaman She'eno Mevatel Mikoch Atzmo, Mikoch Ayosel Chelik Mikol HaKedera. As long as it's not a separate entity, it now is spread throughout the Kedera. It's not that you can't identify the Iser and say, well, that Iser can't be Mitztarif to be Mevatel. That you can do in the case of Yovesh, but not in the case of Malach. Then he quotes the Prima Gadim, who offers a second approach. And he says the following, that what is Efshel Soto Asa? It's Dover HaNikar V'Omeid B'fnei Atzmo. The whole principle and application of Bittul is based on the fact that there's no Isur Nikar. I mean, that's what Tarobus is all about. I mean, you talk about Bittul, you talk about the fact that there's no Nikar V'Omeid. And that's really why we don't say Kol Kavua Kevetzal Mechzadon. So Bittul is based on the destruction of Dover Nika. And that's you undermine Dover Nika. Now, in the case of Efshel Soto, what we're saying is that we identify the original piece. And it's awesome because it's not subject to Bittul insofar as it's a Dovra Nikar V'Yomim B'fnei Atzmo. Mashenki Ben Nivlal, but in the case of Lach, by definition, you'll never be able to identify it and call it a Dovra Nikar V'Yomim B'fnei Atzmo. It's always bold. Unified, if you will, with the rest of the Lach. So that's why the Rashba says that in the case of Lach, the original Isur would be completely bottled. You don't say Efshel Soto Asur. He writes Mevur Shapirish Kitaimu Shalom Mordechai Ligavi Hanan Bidover Lach, the Dafka Bechaticha Shebol Otam Shal Isur, Sheikar Nikar, removed all demar Din Hanan. Mehai Tamanami Chaticha Atzman the Sheriff's Peace, so Mashekim Lach, Sheino Isur Cholek Shemli Atzmo, which we said before, it's not Nikar V'Omen with Neatzmo, is Alkenu Choser Lehetero. Because what's preventing the heter here, what generates the Iser of Efshel Soto, it's the fact that you have a Dover Nikar V'Omid B'fnei Atzmo. But when you have a Dover Bolul, then we don't apply the principle of Efshel Soto. It's not Cholik Shem Liatzmo, as he says, but Chozer Lehetero. Let's just read the next two paragraphs if we can, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. Omer Rav, Kemen Shenosan Tam B'Chaticha, Chaticha Atzma Nasna Velo. And in this paragraph, he wants to address the question, what's the source for Chaticha Nasna Velo? can we derive it from the Mishnah? Meaning, where did Rav come from? He didn't just appear out of nowhere with this principle called Chaticha Nasis Neveil. And he says, Hamakol Din Chaticha Nas Neveil Hu Mehav Detani B'Masnis. It's from our very Mishnah. Why? Because it says in our Mishnah, Nir Es Hakedera in Yeshba B'No Same Tam the Osa Kedera Asur. And what it means the following, that we have a Resha in this Mishnah and we have a Sefer. The Sefer adds the discussion about Nir. And as a result of Nir, if there's going to be an Asinas Tam in the entire Kedera, then the entire Kedera becomes Asura as a result of that Nir. And Im Achar Shenofla Tipas Chol of Nir Sakedera Kula Asura Mishum Shachaticha Nesu Bidin Chanan. And I think what the Ran is saying here is that it's very hard to believe that there's no shishim against the original Tipas Kol.
That's very hard to believe.
So why is it the Mishnah raises the possibility that after Nir, you're not going to have shishim and everything is going to become awesome? The answer is because of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, that it's not enough to be Mishayar shishim against the Tipas Kol, you need shishim against the Chaticha. So who says that there are 60 other chatichos of that size in the Kedera? However, Rashi seems to indicate that the source for chaticha nas nevel is a separate svara. Now, in the next paragraph, we're going to take a look at the Ramban. Sasha, I don't know if you have this. You do?
Always prepared.
The Ramban says that there's a Mishnah in Trumos in the fifth perek. Ein hamayim she'uvim poslim es hamikvah el lefi cheshbon. So you have mayim she'uvim, and eventually it falls into a mikvah. And what we're going to do is we're going to be mishayer b'shishim against the mayim she'uvim. So the question that we want to ask is, why doesn't Chanan apply in this case as well? Especially according to Rashi, that Chanan is based on Svara. We should require a different kind of a cheshbon, not the cheshbon of how much fell into the mikvah, but how much in the original round became Mayim She'uvim. And the Ramban suggests, and many other Rishonim agree with him, that this is based on the fact that in mikvos, mayim she'uvim is only possible to rabbanon. If it would have been a psul doraisa, then we would apply the principle of chanan even to mayim she'uvim. But since mayim she'uvim is only to rabbanon, there's no chanan. And it sounds like he's saying that when we get to an isa drabbanon, there's no din of chanan. And that's something that we said earlier on the previous amud. Actually, it was two pages before that, in the name of the Taz. This is on page Tav Pei Hei. The Taz says that Din Chanan lo nemar bi iser derabbanan. So it could be that that's what the Ramban has in mind. Now, in the balance of this presentation, he's going to offer a different interpretation, a second approach to the Ramban. So let's put this on the side. And let's go back to the sugya daf kuf tes omen al. And we started yesterday the Gemara of Rav Acha Midifti and his discussion with Ravina, which is in the middle of kuf tes omen aleph. And the goal for today would be to try to get to the Mishnah. Now, in order to appreciate Rav Acha Midifti, let's just recap. We have machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Braisa, and then we have the Achra of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. In the first interpretation, which is the one that Rav Acha is trying to put on the side, you know, to offer an alternative, we assumed that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon was about Efshel Sokta. So what happens is that
he does a nir, and now the original chatifa that has a tipas chalav in it is mixed together with the balance of the kedera, and Rabbi Yehuda says there's no possibility, no matter how much you have in the second kedera, to extract the tam of chalav from the basar, and therefore everything is osur. And the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say that now that we have enough to be mevatel the tipa, we didn't have it in the first round, but we have it in the second round, is efshel soto mutter. There was an issue about nir mitchila, in which Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally would agree that if it was nir miyad immediately, then the shishim would gang up against the tipas cholav, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't rely on that nir, and he thinks lo nir yofeh. And fundamentally, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, in his Achra, he accepts Rabbi Yehuda, which means that if there was nir lebasov, then efshel soto is asur. We cannot extract the tam chola from the basar. However, he accepts the chachomim against Rabbi Yehuda in the case of nir miyad, meaning he's not afraid the way Rabbi Yehuda is Shemelo near Yafa. So now, according to this interpretation, the machlokas here revolves around Efshel Sokto. So Omar of Acha li difti l'Ravina b'mai. How do you know the Efshel Sokto pleading that the machlokas is about Efshel Sokto, and the Chachamim say that the chaticha, when it falls in after near to the second tarovis, that it's only going to remain asura if it gives tam into the entire tarovis. But if it gives tam into, if it doesn't give tam into the tarovis, and it's only a mashu, then it's batel and everything is mutter, because efshel sokto is mutter according to Chachamim. Dilma, perhaps efshel sokto l'diriyat kol asur. Even the Chacham accept the principle Efshel is Soto Asur. So therefore, if there was near Lebasov, then the Chacham will agree that despite the massive volume of Heter in the second Kedera, the original piece of meat remains a Chaticha Asura. That's called Efshel Soto Asur. And that Chaticha, where the Tipa fell, becomes Asura, even in the case of Nir Miyad, meaning the Chacham also agree to the Chashash of Rabbi Yehuda that Shemelo Nir Yofa Yofa. So what is the subject of the Machlokes? Behocha b'min b'mino k'miflegi. All that the Chacham are disagreeing with is the principle of Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino lo batel. Because the Chachamim hold in general, in other sugyas and shas, that min b'mino is bata. And therefore, when this original chaticha becomes asura, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion of seres kol chatichos kulon. In other words, as far as the other chatichos of heter, they all become asurim, even though the shishim, and that's because there's no bittul in min b'mino. The chachalim hold, no, min b'mino is bottle, and that's why they say achetitein tam, meaning it all depends upon when this nesin is tam, from that chaticha to the other chatichos. And again, that original chaticha is a chaticha asura, but now it's mixed up together with other chatichos and with rotev and kippah and the whole like, and therefore it all depends whether it gives tam or not. And the reason for that is because min b'mino is bottle. Again, as far as the original chaticha is concerned, Chacham have no compunctions. That original chaticha remains asura. That's not the issue. The issue is, what about the other chatichos in the second kedera? Rabbi Yehuda says all the other chatichos are asuros, and that's based on the principle of min b'mino eino batel. The Chacham reject that principle, and they hold min b'mino is batel. But if you ask me what's going to be the status of the original chaticha when it was near Lebasov, eino chinami, that chaticha remains asura because Efshel Soto is asur. Not only that, even if he does a near mitchila, the Chacham will agree to Rabbi Yehuda that Chayshin and Shemelo near Yafa, which means that there's a definite concentration of tam cholov in that piece of basar upon which the tipas cholov fell. And we're not going to assume that by doing the nir miyad, you can be mevatel that tipas cholov by spreading it out throughout the kedair, because we're not going to rely on that nir. So basically, the Chacham agreed to two things in Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference. Number one, they agree that nir miyad is the same as nir liachar zman lebasov, meaning we don't trust nir miyad. They agree that you're going to now need shishim, and in the second kedera, but even if you have shishim, the original chatik remains asur. That's called efshin soto asur. The disagreement is whether we should set up a nesinas tam and bittel in the second kedera as far as the other chatichos are concerned. Rabbi Yehuda says we can't do that because min b'mino afilu b'elaflo bottle. Now again, it's min b'mino is all based on the fact that the chaticha itself became asur. That's called chaticha nasis nevela. The Chacham would agree to that, but the Chacham nevertheless hold that min b'mino is batel. So even though the chaticha now is mixed together with other chatichas of basar, and you and I would say it's min b'mino because chaticha nasis nevela, and the Chacham agreed to that, the answer is no. We're going to apply the principle of bittel, and that is because min b'mino is batel. The original chaticha, when we identify the original chaticha, we're going to have to throw it out, because Rabbi Yehuda is right, and the Chacham never disagreed. Namely, Efshel Soto is also. So Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda L'tamei and the Rabbanon L'tamei. Rabbi Yehuda L'tamei, the Omar, he says, B'chol HaShas. Here he tells you to look at Menachos Davchof Bezom and Bez, and there are other sugyas in Psochem Avod Azor as well, that min b'mino or batel. So therefore the chatich itself, once it becomes asura, it cannot be subject to bittul amongst the other chatichos, even if you have 1,000 of them. Rabbanan hold l'tamayu, very consistently, that diari, they say all over Shas, min b'mino batel, against Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, since the chachamim and avraisa represent the same chachamim all of the shas that reject Rabbi Yehuda and hold min b'mino is batel, is therefore they're going to be matter the entire kedera as long as there's no tam of basar from the original basar into the other piece of basar, meaning the shishim against that basar. Now let's get to Rebbe now. Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, was machria. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is afilu b'elaflo batel. He paskins that Efshel is soto asur, which according to Rav Acha was never an issue at all, and therefore all the chatichos become asuros because it's min b'mino. V'cholik olav b'nir mitchila. The only issue now between Rav Yehuda Nasi and Rav Yehuda. Now, at what point does Rabbi Yehuda Nasi say Rabbi Yehuda went too far? That's as far as Nir Miyad is concerned, because Rabbi Yehuda was not going to rely on Nir Miyad. That's the same status as Nir Libasov. And that's because he's Choshish that Shem Alo Nir Yof. And Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, never bought into that Chashash. And therefore, he can set up a Bittul and be Matir everything if he does it Nir Miyad. But the Gemara is going to have a problem with this, because keep in mind that in Rav Acha Midifti's frame of reference, the Chachamim accepted Rav Yehuda. The only problem the Chachamim had with Rav Yehuda was min b'mino, and they hold min b'mino's batel. But all other principles they accepted. So when Rav Yehuda establishes that we're not going to rely on the Nir Miyad to distribute the Tipa because Shem and Ol Nir Yof. The Chacham bought into that as well. Even the Chacham agreed that Nir Miyad is equal to Nir Liachar Zman. They only hold that there'll be Bittul in the second Tarovas because Min B'mino is Bata. So now when we get to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it's very strange. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Machria that we accept Rabbi Yehuda with regard to X. We reject Rabbi Yehuda and accept the Chacham with regard to Y. But now we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi accepted Rabbi Yehuda, both in terms of min b'mino and in terms of efshel soto asur. And where did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi object to Rabbi Yehuda's position? That's only as far as nir miyad. He held that we're going to rely on the Yirmiyah, and the Tipa, in fact, is distributed throughout the entire Kedera, and everything can be mutter if there's Bittul. Well, wait a second. That's not the Chachamim. The Chachamim were on board with Rabbi Yehuda as far as the Yirmiyah, that the Yirmiyah is not different than the Eliyahu's Zman. So that the language of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is very strange. He says, Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda bilo nir, and Halacha ki Rabbanan b'nir. Well, the case of nir, the way that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi formulates it, is not the case of the Chacham. Because the Chacham held there is no such thing as nir, meaning we don't rely on nir. Nir is equal to levaso. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi saying, no, if there was nir miyad, then everything could be mutter if there's bittul. So that's what I think the Gemara is going to ask now, I hope. Let's see if I can convince myself and then convince you. Hi, Mar. What kind of objection, or shall we say, what kind of alternative are you, Rav Acha, offering? Iyamet Bishlema, if you're going to tell me that the Rabbanon disagree with Rav Yehuda, b'min b'mino, b'shleima d'rabbana b'min b'mino, is hachak Rav Yehuda svirale. Now we understand that Rav Yehuda Nasi is being machriya in favor of Rav Yehuda against the Chachamim with regard to min b'mino. And that makes sense. And where's the subject of the machlokas? Is b'efshar l'sohto pligi. In other words, if there will be a bittul process in the case of Nir Sakadera, would that bittul have any impact to be mater even the original tipas cholov, meaning the original chaticha that received the tipas cholov? And it's Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa who holds that Efshar Sochto is asur, whereas the Chacham old Efshar Sochto is muta. Heini to come a Rebbe. Now we understand the Hachra of Rebbe. Hachra means when you accept both Tanoim, right? Nirim divi Rabbi Yehuda beha. I accept Rabbi Yehuda if there was no nir betchila, and therefore the Chaticha became Asura, and we're going to accept the principle of Efshar Sochto, and that Chaticha remains Asura, but the divrei chachamim, nirim divrei chachamim beha, in the case we did nir mitchila, which means that the chachamim accept and validate the original nir, therefore the tipa is distributed and everything can be mutter, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda Nasi accepted the rabbana. Ela I amr, according to you, Rav Acha, efshal is sofu divrei kol osa. Even the Chacham agree that once the Chaticha becomes Asura, it can never be Choseres Letera. Because even the Rabbanan agree that we have to consider the fact that maybe Lo Nir Yafeh, and therefore the Tipas Cholov settles on the original Chaticha, and afterwards when you do Nir, you're not able to extract that Tam. And therefore, according to Rav Acha, b'min b'mino kam miflegi, the only machlokas here is between Rav Yehuda and the Chacham is about min b'mino. In all other principles, they agree. Hey, b'dei achas is high. Then look at the language of Rav Yehuda Nasi in his achra. He says nirim divrei Rav Yehuda, and then he says nirim divrei Chachamim. That's not what he should have said. He should have said nirim divrei Rav Yehuda v'ein nirim. Meaning, there's part of Rabbi Yehuda's presentation, his halacha, that I don't accept. Meaning, I don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's statement, which again the Chacham agreed to, that this case of nir mitchila is equal to nir lebasof. That we choshish that lo nir yafa. That far, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, I'm not going to go. I'm going to assume that he can salvage the situation, distribute the tam equally amongst everything in the kedera if he does a nir miyad, and I'm going to validate and rely on that nir miyad. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi doesn't have to mention a word about the chachamim, because the chachamim, according to Rav Acha Midifti's presentation, agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you're not going to be mocked to the original chaticha, and that means even in the case of nir miyad, you're not going to be mocked to the chaticha. Why? Because we'd assume that that nir was not a reliable nir. So therefore the tipas cholov settles down in a concentrated form in the original katicha, and therefore the katicha remains asura, even if he did a nir biyad, and that's accepted universally by not only Rabbi Yehuda, but also the Chachamim. Comes along Rebbe, and he wants to say, no, nir biyad is reliable, and we're going to be matir everything. Well, then he should have said, v'ein nirim miboyle. He should have said, I accept Rabbi Yehuda, but not to go as far as to negate and undermine the validity of the nir miyad. But that has nothing to do with the Chachamim. That's not a hachra, where we would say, v'nirim dibri Chachamim. Nirim dibri Chachamim makes sense on a point that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. But here, as far as the main machlokas, according to Rav Acha Midifti, is concerned, namely min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, there that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi accepts the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino lo batal. And not only that, even the Chachamim might agree that min b'mino lo batal. But in this case, since the Chachamim l'shitasim in all of Shas, they hold min b'mino ain't a batal, therefore they reject Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would have said, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda's Efshel Soto is awesome, but I disagree with him as far as min b'mino lo batal, that would have made a little bit more sense. But instead, he says, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Efshel Soto is awesome, and therefore, if he was near Levaso, despite the existence of Rome, I still maintain that the original Chatif is Asura. And that, in fact, is universally accepted, according to Rav Acha's Pshat, even by the Chacham of Rabbi Yehuda. Where do I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? That's as far as Nir Miyad is concerned. That distributes it, and everything's mutter. No, but that's not something that has anything to do with the Chachamim. The Chachamim would not say that Nir Miyad is reliable. The Chachamim only disagree with Rabbi Yehuda as to whether or not the other Chatichos or Asuros, if there's Bittel, do we apply the principle of Min B'mino Lo Batel? That's where the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is disagreeing on a different point entirely, in fact on a point that was universally accepted by both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. He says, I'm going to read the translation, he says, V'afhu, even Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, lo hitir es shara chatichos bi ofen sheitiru Chachamim, in other words, he's not going to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and accept the Chachamim that there'll be bittul in the other Chatichos because of min b'mino batel, because Hare Rebbe sover min b'mino lo batel. So if Rebbe also agrees that min b'mino lo batel, he's basically accepting Rabbi Yehuda's shita, hook, line, and sinker. The only objection he has is when Rabbi Yehuda says that nir miyad is not meaningful to be matir everything, to spread and distribute the tipa. Well, that's not something that the Chacham would disagree with. Elavada yesh lomo mikar shehizkir es Chachamim b'achra also shegam heim nechleku. One second. Al Rabbi Yehuda b'nir mitchila v'saru she'ein achaticha neseres. It must be that the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda as far as nir miyad. They rely on the nir miyad, and here's where Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was machriel like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that nir miyad is going to salvage the situation and will be matter everything. V'od savru she'efshal esochto muter ulekachim nir li'achar shenesrach aticha choseresi le'tera. And the Chacham disagreed as far as efshal esochto is concerned, which means even in the case of nir l'basof you can still be matir the original chaticha. And here's where Rabbi Yehuda Nasi rejected Chachamim. He accepted Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda holds efshal esochto is also, and you're not going to use the process of bittul now in the second tedera to be matir the original chaticha. And therefore the Gemara concludes v'sulo midi, and therefore there's no reason to go beyond our discussion. There's no question that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi agree that if you have a near situation, miyad, then everything is mutter. But we accept Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Nir Liachar Zman, that the original Isur remains, the original Hatik remains Asur because Efshel Soto Asur. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, they hold Efshel Soto is mutter, but Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Machria like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim with regard to Efshel Soto, and they hold Efshel Soto Asur, but they do accept Nir Miyad. That's the final conclusion here of this sugya. All right, now I want to leave the next Mishnah for tomorrow, and I'd like to show you something in the Sefer Shiurei HaRav. Let's see, maybe we could go back into here. Sounds like the coast is clear. Just make sure that we put everything back.
Five years ago.